It didn't help that the combat paint hadn't washed off my face quite as well as the bottle had said it would. I looked a muddy shade of green for about a week. After that, my brother Troy kept leaving his figure of the Hulk on my pillow every night. So when Dad first suggested I could have my party at Laser Force, I think he was feeling sorry for me. Either that, or he was feeling guilty about being a cheapskate with his calendar, which made me miss Maisie's birthday. But whatever the reason, this was huge because, one, it was Laser Force. Everyone, except me, who'd only been to the gift shop, loved Laser Force. Two, not having to deal with the balloon animal thing I already mentioned. My dad started making them when we were toddlers and just can't seem to let them go. At last year's party, Dad burst 14 balloons trying to make a chimpanzee. One balloon exploded right in Douglas Joyner's face. He had to wear an eye patch for 3 weeks. Three, I could invite Maisie Felix. I am desperate for an invite to her summer glamping party this year, and after my no-show at her birthday, I need something big to get me back in her good books. I wanted to invite the whole class like Maisie had, but according to my mum and dad, that would cost the same as a new downstairs carpet, which we are seriously in need of. So that was ruled out straight away, and I had to make do with 3 people. This is what happened. 10:30 a.m. Today was the day. I would have another go with the camouflage outfit, saved from last time, minus the face paint. I was ready from about 6:37 a.m. My dad had borrowed the school minibus so we could all get there together, which was lucky, because the school, where my dad teaches, hadn't been willing to lend it to him for more than a year after an incident when he last borrowed it to take my granddad fishing.